You are listening to Spiritualize Ministry Devotional Podcast. Hello, everyone. I'm Keandre Talley. Today is May 4th, 2008, and before I get started, I just wanted to apologize for not bringing a devotional to you yesterday. If you have been following me for a while and listening to my devotionals, you would have noticed that I usually post devotionals on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. However, I was unable to bring a devotional to you yesterday as my church was celebrating their 50th year anniversary banquet. Now, we've been celebrating this 50 years for about, I want to say, a month, but this week was the climax of the festivities, and as I said, yesterday was the church's 50th year anniversary banquet, and today was a full day of celebration with two services to kind of end the festivities for the 50th year anniversary. And I just want to congratulate my pastor in his 50 years. 50 years, my church has been in existence for 50 years with the same pastor for those 50 years. And there aren't many churches out there who can say that they've had the same, well, that they've been in existence for 50 years and that they've had the same pastor for those 50 years. So again, I want to say I want to congratulate my pastor, the Reverend Dr. Benjamin J. Holmes of the New Friendship Missionary Baptist Church in Gary, Indiana. Also, I would like to congratulate the First Lady, Sister Leatra Holmes. And it's just been a blessing being a part of this church, a blessing for me, a blessing for my husband, and a blessing for my son, a blessing for our whole little family being a part of this church. Now, we've been a part of this church going on 2 years, and in that short time, we have been blessed tremendously. I mean, we've had blessings bestowed upon us. We've had calls to do things, and ever since we've joined and being under the ministry of Pastor Holmes, and we've received calls. I've received a call to do these devotionals. My husband and I both have received a call to create and found our online ministry, spiritualizedministry.com. We've had a call to not just be a body sitting in a pew in a church, but to get involved in the church. I mean, my husband, he's been teaching the layman's class on Saturdays at church. My son, he's a part of the choir, the youth choir, and he's been a part of the annual Bible Bowl. This was his second year participating in that. And I've just joined our Anointed Voices choir at church. And I'm hoping to get more involved in that and to just have a part in something in our church to help out in some way, shape, or form. But I just wanted to say it's been a blessing being a part of this church. And if you're ever in the Gary, Indiana area, by all means, stop by New Friendship Missionary Baptist Church at 1545 Waite Street in Gary, Indiana, and visit Pastor Holmes. He'd love to see you. And he always loves and he welcomes visitors. So it's been just an honor to be a part of this church family. But I felt the need that I needed to bring a devotional to you tonight. It's not long, it's rather short, but it's an important devotional, and I do believe all who listen to it will benefit from it in some way. Today's devotional is entitled Brotherly Love, and today's scripture verse comes from the book of 1 John chapter 4 verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Love for one another, fellow Christians, proves our spiritual birth and our relationship with God. We must have an intimate, experiential knowledge of God rather than just information about Him. It is not to say that those who do not love are not born of God. Yet it is impossible to know God intimately without loving others, for God is love. Anyone in whom God dwells reflects His character. To claim to know God while failing to love others is to make a false claim. Love is a three-way street when it comes to God. It doesn't simply depend on you and your brother or sister in Christ, but on God as well. Whatever your relationship, God has a part in it. You cannot fail to love a fellow Christian and not fail to love God. We must remember to put others' good above ourselves. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24, it says, "Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth." Though we have freedom, we also have a responsibility to help others in their Christian growth. By doing so, we are showing brotherly love. Our first duty is to others, not ourselves. If our love is directed toward others, we will rejoice in the blessings they receive, rather than desiring those blessings for ourselves. The selfless love that God calls us to does not involve pride or glory. It does not parade itself and is not puffed up. In fact, true love does not seek its own. If we truly love others, we will set aside our own plans, our own agendas, and our own entitlements for the good of another. God has promised that those who love are born of Him. You don't want to act like someone who has never known His love or healing power. You must ask God to bring His love into each relationship you have and let it be a testimony to His ability to bring love into humble human lives. On a daily basis, ask God to fill your life with His reaching out love. I hope everyone enjoys the rest of their day. Remember to check out our website at spiritualizedministry.com. Also, if you would like to leave a comment, share a testimonial, or request prayer, call the Spiritualized Ministry Devotional Podcast phone line at area code 206-984-2630. Until next time, be safe, have faith, and be blessed.